Yo, what up? It's your boy Knowledge right here, host of Stick to the Script Podcast. You make sure you guys tune in to Cool Concept Podcast, where we bring you everything from hip hop, video games, anime, and movies. So make sure you check us out every week.
This episode is sponsored by All Ages of Geek. Unites the geek of all ages with anime, gaming, Dungeons & Dragons, and all of geekdom. So visit allagesofgeek.com.
This is the Cool Concept Podcast with your boy Mickey Mouse, and today I have a special guest, KRZ Universe author, and the coolest guy in the world, Kevin Valentine.
Hi, what's up? How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm just chilling. Just got home from work. Now, on the podcast.
Well, this is my first podcast, so I am a little nervous, to be honest.
Well, you know what? I was a little nervous doing my first podcast interview with somebody else. So, I get you. So, I understand you. So, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 27. I'm a gay man. Let me be honest about that. Okay. Like, that's something that has to be. I always gotta make that clear about me as a person. I'm a writer and I work with other artists. So, like, for example, my ongoing webcomic KRZ Tiger Wins, I work with on the other side of the country. We met on social media. We've been working together for a year and a half now.
Oh wow!
So it's a long term ongoing project. I'm very blessed to be working with him. He's a very talented artist.
That's very dope, man. That's very dope. So what inspired you to become a writer?
Well, for me, I've been thing for the fantasy genre. Like, even as a kid, like, superheroes were always my thing. I remember, like, I was like 5 years old, you know, when you turn on the TV, and remember, like, on Saturday morning when all those cool TV shows used to come on. Yeah, mm-hmm. my favorite show was X-Men, okay? That was my thing back in the day. X-Men was very empowering to me. Like, they're people who are, they were hated by, like, society, but you know what? Mm-hmm. It didn't stop them from being them, and that's how I feel as a person, too.
Yeah, X-Men was my thing back in the day. The same thing goes with Spider-Man, the anime series, and also Batman, the anime series as well. So,
yeah, Batman was cool. I love Batman too.
Yeah. So, how did the idea of Tiger Wind begin, or the KRZ universe begin as well?
Well, okay, put it this way: like, I started reading and writing when I was like 3 years old, like even before I was in school. So I was just always writing, like, cute little stories to myself, you know, playing with my imagination. And then, like, as time went on, as I got older, eventually, like, I just decided, you know what, like, this is what I want to do for a living. I want to publish stories and share it with the world. Mm-hmm. And then I want to say it was around, like, roughly college when I came up with the concept of KRZ. Yeah, so it was kind of something I just grew up developing, like, as a writer, you know, because I've been writing my whole life.
That's dope. Okay, so how did you meet your, how did you guys spoke to each other? Your artist, teammate? Kenny Jones, yeah.
Yeah, my teammate Kenny Jones, all right. I met him January 2019. I was on Instagram, and I was just searching for artists who were open to commissions. And I needed an artist with a style that I felt would best, like, represent KRZ.
Yeah.
And eventually I just stumbled upon Kenny's page, and I directly hit him up on the direct messaging. I was just very straightforward about it. I'm like, hey, you know, my name is Kevin. I'm a writer. This is my project. And I'm looking for someone to illustrate for me. And yeah, that's pretty much how it went down.
Okay, all right.
And it was very, very straight to the point. Like, the first day, actually, I'm sorry, let me backtrack. Originally, yeah. I hired him to do a cover, that was it.
Oh.
At the time, at the time I was writing KRZ as a novel.
So what was this cover before KRZ? Was it KRZ or was it something else?
It was for the Tiger Winds project. Basically, at the time, I was writing Tiger Winds as a novel, and then when I met Kenny, I hired him to design a cover for it. And then, you know, as you know, we continued talking over time. Eventually, I just crossed my mind. I was like, maybe I should transition from writing novels to writing comics. So I discussed that with Kenny, and then from there, that's when we established the idea of coming together and making Tiger Winds a comic. Because his art style is amazing.
Yeah,
it really is.
It is. It looks really dope. It looks like a mixture of a little bit of Western comic with a little bit of a manga style as well.
And that's what I like about it, because I wouldn't say I'm very big on anime, but I am very big on Avatar, which a lot of people confuse as an anime. But you know, Avatar, it's an American show, you know. So that's more Western style.
True. What do you say that about the do you know about the Boondocks though?
I know about the Boondocks, but I've never watched anything from them.
Okay. Alright. I would say that's a little bit Western as well. But like it has a little bit of like, you know, anime influence. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do agree with you that the last Avatar is Western style, American as well. So yeah, okay. Do you see KRZ universe as an anime adaptation in your future or a Western cartoon?
You know what, to be honest, I'm open-minded to either one. Like, if it becomes, like, super, like, Japanese-style anime, then maybe. I would have to see how it looks. But I would prefer a more, like, Western-style for sure.
Okay.
Like, I want to say, like, another animated series that I really, really like was the original Teen Titans.
The original? So you want it to be like that? So, like, from DC Animation?
Not necessarily DC Animation, just specifically that show.
That show? Titans. Okay.
Because there was a certain like aesthetic to the way that was animated, and that's something that I really liked. But overall, like, my favorite animated show is hands down Avatar: The Last Airbender, because like the choreography for it and just like the animation style, like, it was very fluid and realistic, and that's what I really like.
Okay.
Yeah, like their fight scenes looked very well choreographed and it was very detailed.
Okay, all right. Wait, did I say the last Avatar? My bad. I said the last Avatar on the before that question. My bad. Sorry, fans. I apologize. But yeah. Okay. That's dope. That's dope. Do you? Okay, who's your favorite character in KRZ universe?
My favorite character, you know what? That's a very tough question because, you know, I've been working on KRZ for quite a long time. I've kind of developed an attachment to, like, a lot, pretty much all of them, you know? But I really had to pick just one. Can I pick two?
Go ahead. Pick two.
Probably my main character, Kino, and one of his best friends, her name is Naruko. She is a princess, but she's also a fighter. I would probably put those two at the top for me.
That's dope.
Yeah,
okay.
Kino is my main character, and he's gay. There's not a lot of fantasy art out there that I think have a main character that's I feel like gay characters nowadays. Gay characters are almost always like one of like the secondary main characters. You know, but it's rare for the protagonists themselves to be the gay one.
So do you think that do you think the Western and the anime needs to push that to the forefront?
They should, yeah. I mean, that way, you know, little kids can have more gay idols to admire. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, I had no gay superheroes I could admire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that's something, that's a major thing about the KRZ universe that I'm working towards. Gay icons for young kids, like young gay kids. Okay. And I, you know what, I know there's gonna be people who will say something like, oh, how can kids be gay, you know, they're still developing. Okay, time out. Like, I was 4 years old and I was developing crushes on boys, okay? No, kids can be gay, it's possible. I've never in my lifetime have I ever had a crush on a female, ever. Okay, I'm gonna be so honest about that. to this day, I've never slept with a woman in my life. Oh. Like, I'm 27 years old.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's okay. It's all cool.
Thank you. Yeah, this. I'm hoping that my series can also, you know, promote LGBT empowerment, because there's a good amount of homophobia in the world. I want to, you know, do something about that for sure. Like, I really, really do.
Yeah. I just feel like that needs to change.
It really does. Because, you know, all those gay teens that, you know, they commit suicide because of all the bullying that they deal with, like, it's so heartbreaking.
Trust me.
I've been there before, you know, as a gay man. Mm-hmm. I've contemplated that during my teens. I'll be honest. Because the bully, when, you know, when you're gay and you're getting bullied by everybody around you or being gay, it's damaging. It really is.
Well, like, just be yourself, man. That's all you can do.
That's all I can do. I don't know how to be anyone else but myself.
Exactly. Do you believe there should be more creators in the LGBT community?
More creators in the LGBT community?
Yeah. Like, there's not a lot. Like, you know, like, I've seen like a couple of like webtoons, and there's not a lot of comics out there that's for that typical group. So do you just feel like there should be more of
them? Actually, yes. I definitely feel that there are like creative artworks featuring LGBT characters. Like, yeah. not necessarily just a gay man or like a lesbian, but like, I think it's cool to see a story featuring a transgender protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning to write one myself in one of these days, a story like that. Like, it's something I'd be interested to delve in. I mean, I'm not a transgender myself, but I think it'd be cool to write a story featuring a character, you know?
Would you do one, like, you confirmed that you're going to do one, but would you do one, like, in the future?
Definitely in the future, yes. I would love to delve into that kind of world where my protagonist of the story is a transgender character. I would love to incorporate a story like that one day.
There it is, guys. You heard it first.
Is that okay?
So, I have more questions for you, man. I have like two more questions.
Yeah, you can ask as many questions as you want. Like I said, this is my first podcast, okay. So I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. So I hope I'm not sounding like I'm just spitting out word vomit, or you know what I mean?
No, you're not, man. You're not. This is a good thing for the LGBT community. So like, speak up as much as possible.
Okay.
Okay. You were saying something?
I was just saying, okay. Sorry.
Okay, so what is the future for you as an author? And what's the future of KRZ Universe in the near future?
All right,
or in the future, that is.
First, let me just clarify that. Okay, so the KRZ universe, it's a term I use to refer to all of my projects, like as a collective, you know what I mean? Like, you have to say, like, oh, there's the Marvel universe, you know what I mean? Or, like, there's the DC universe, which is, like,
I understand.
The KRZ universe. So, like, right now, my ongoing webcomic is Tiger Wins. That one features Kino. When that story is done, that's when I'm planning to move on and write another story featuring a whole different... Very likely a character that's in Tiger Wins, but it's just gonna follow, you know, their point of view now. You know what I mean?
So like a crossover.
No, not necessarily a spinoff. It's just a story featuring them as the main character, you know?
Okay.
And I'm honestly planning to work on KRZ for the rest of my life. There is nothing that's gonna stop me from pursuing my dreams as a writer. Like I said, right now, is just to finish Tiger Wins. Chapter 4 is ongoing on Patreon. I have roughly 15 to 16 chapters that'll complete Tiger Wins. Maybe there'll be more. Maybe I'll add more. But
I saw that you did it like page by page on each column basically.
Yes, I was uploading. Uploading chapters 1-3 on a daily basis, just, you know, trying to get traffic flowing, you know, because it's my first webcomic and it's my first time putting something there, so it's exciting, and I, you know, I gotta build to get bigger. You know what I mean?
trust me. My first comic was called Samurai Shin, and and I know that, like, for first comment, your experience as a writer, I had a lot of spelling errors, so on my first issue, and I had to get like an editor to fix it. So I know how that feels. Where this is your first time doing your webcomic. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Like I said, I've been working on KRC for a long time. So with the story of Tiger Wins, Tiger Wins is a story I've been working on for like several years now. So for the most part, when I transitioned from writing it as a novel to a comic, I already had like a good direction of like where what I was doing with it. And basically now it's just all about getting it illustrated in comic format. And then once that is done, I'm definitely looking to self-publish through Image Comics. I want to submit my story to them because Image Comics, I respect that company. I really do.
I never heard of Image Comics. Wait, hold on. If I see them, I probably will know who they are.
I know one of.
I probably know who.
I think. Hold on. Let me think for a second. I want to say The Walking Dead is on Image Comics. Yes.
Really?
I love The Walking Dead. I really do.
You know what? I tried The Walking Dead, the first episode. I just couldn't take the first season. Maybe because the first season was more low budget, and the blood looks so fake, in my opinion.
I'm gonna tell you this. You know, listen, I don't know. I'm gonna tell you this. The Walking Dead was the first TV show in my life that got me to cry.
Ever. Oh wow!
But it was season 5 when that happened. But listen, The Walking Dead, like, a good show, and I would recommend it to everybody. I know the first season is slower, I will admit that, but it picks up, and trust me, it's a very powerful story, like very impactful.
Okay, well, I don't know, I'll try again, but you know,
do it. It's really good.
Okay. All right, I'll give it a try again. Okay, so I still have some more questions for you, but this time we're going with the fun questions. So, what animal would you like to be?
What animal would I like to be? Oh, I'd like to be a white tiger.
Yeah.
A white tiger.
Okay. Why is that?
They're beautiful. They're so beautiful. I love white tigers so much.
Okay, all right. So, okay, so the next question is, name your top three either anime or Western cartoon.
Like I said, my number one is Avatar The Last Airbender. Shoot. Now that I think about it, this is hard. This is a really hard question. I can't even decide.
What do you put the Titans under?
I want to say I would put the Titans under, but then I feel like 30 minutes later something's gonna pop up in my head. I'm gonna be like, oh, I should have picked that instead. Like, you know, okay. I think for now I'll put the Titans on number two, and then number three. I don't even know. Wow. It's surprising how simple of a question it is, but to answer is another thing.
Just think of a throwback that you, let's say X-Men.
Maybe X-Men Evolution. X-Men Evolution.
Oh, yeah. I remember that show as well. That came after, was it 3 years after, not 3 years after, like X-Men, 10 years X-Men after X-Men.
Around like maybe 2003, 2004.
Yeah, it was roughly around 10 or 11 years after the original X-Men.
I like that series because it incorporated the X-Men as teenagers. And you know, at the time I was 9, 10 years old. You know, 9, 10 year olds love high school stories like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where like the cast is all like cool teenagers.
I remember.
There's a lot of shows that are like that, you know. A high school cast. There's a lot.
High school, like the cartoons? High school cast. Let me see.
Not even just high school, but even like elementary school when, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I like watching Recess. It's like, oh, look at all these older kids like running around the playground.
Recess. Yeah. I remember Recess was dope. Recess
was cool. It really was.
And then, have you watched The Weeknd?
No, I have not.
What about Fillmore?
No.
No? Oh. Jeez. I'm trying to dig in my Disney bag right now.
Shoot.
Phineas and Ferb?
No. I'm more of a big fan. I'm a big fantasy superhero nerd, like I said.
Oh, you team. Okay, all right. So you're okay. That's
like Avatar, Titans, and then maybe number three, I would pick X-Men Evolution. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
For now. All
right. Well, so
like I said, maybe half an hour from now, I might end up changing my mind. that's my answer for this time being.
All right. Cool. That's a cool list, man. That's a cool list.
Yeah.
What is your favorite music genre?
My favorite music genre is R&B, like hands down. Because let me tell you, aside being a writer, I'm also a dancer. Mm-hmm. And R&B has always been my favorite genre of music to listen to.
I seen that on your Instagram.
My personal Instagram.
Seen on your Instagram that you're a dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, but writing is number one for me. Dancing is more of a hobby at this point. It's not something I'm pursuing professionally anymore. It's just something I still love. And I do on the side because now my mainly towards KRZ, you know, making that build.
All right. Speaking of, you know, dancing and everything. Who would you back up dance? What artist would you back up dance?
What artist would I like to be a backup dancer for? See, for the longest time, it was Ariana Grande. I love her. I love her music so much.
So
Just her? Oh, you know what?
Just her?
I would love to dance for her and for Kehlani. Bonnie, you know, she has a beautiful sound. Like, she does, she releases a lot of R&B music. I love her.
Okay. All right. That's a cool little duo right there.
Thank you.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color? Blue. Specifically a sapphire blue.
Okay.
I love blue.
One word that best describes me.
Best describes me?
Yeah.
One word that best describes me. There's a lot of words that describe me. I think, how about, maybe I just go with spunky. How about that? You know, I know I got a little, I got some fire in my personality, but I'm still sweet. I'm still a nice person. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
You know, I got no ill will towards people, but I know that my tone sometimes has a little sass in it.
So any advice for upcoming
authors? Advice for upcoming authors. Don't give up ever. No matter what obstacles come your way, there's no reason for you to stop doing what you love.
True that. I agree.
Like, if you really love it,
I agree.
Fight for it. Because dreams are what keep the world moving forward.
You know,
if you're
I do
not
agree.
Pursuing anything with your life, then what are you doing with life?
Okay. So anybody you want to shout out, go ahead.
Well, I definitely gotta give a big shout out to Kenny. Kenny, I cannot have gotten this far. With KRZ, without you, you are an amazing artist, and I'm very blessed to be working with you. And I want to give a shout out to. No, I'm just leaving Kenny. No, it's just Kenny, okay? I'm gonna just do one, because if I start doing more, I'm not gonna stop.
Okay. All right, go ahead and share your social media links.
All right, well, my Instagram for KRZ is KRZ Universe, and my personal Instagram is the official Kevin Valentine. So if anyone wants to shoot me a follow, just, you know, don't be shy, say hello. I love meeting new people. I really do. Yeah,
okay,
it's just so... Instagram links. Everything, all my other social links are in my Instagram bios. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. It's a pleasure interviewing you on this episode. I hope the best for Tiger Wynn / KRZ Universe.
Thank you.
And that's basically it, I have to say.
Well, thank you for your time. I'm honored that you asked me to do this interview. I hope I didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's my, like I said, it's my first interview. You know, I was nervous.
And also, you're welcome anytime on this podcast.
Just contact me whenever, and I'll be down.
All right. So this ends the Cool Concept Podcast episode. I am Mikael Miles, and
oh, I'm sorry. And this is Kevin Valentine. My bad. Sorry. I didn't want to cut you off.
And we are out.
Bye, everybody.